Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. What's my job description? Well, it depends on who you ask. I like to call myself a relationship coach. I've been a life coach for over 18 years, and I've done a lot of different kinds of work, but it all comes back down to people. When I help people, it really comes back down to relationships. I'm a relationship coach. Now, of course, my oldest son will call me a shrink in denial. That means that, you know what, Mom? You just tell people who are mentally ill what they want to hear and send them away, charge them a ridiculous fee. I said, no, sweetie. In fact, that's the opposite of what I do. I try to teach people how to be successful in their life and confident in what they do. And again, it comes back down to people. People have been asking me questions for advice for a lot of years, and I love giving them that advice because when I give them that equipment, information is power. When I give them the equipment that they need, they are more successful. And when they're successful, I get a fulfillment, a satisfaction. Okay, now synergy. Let's talk just about synergy from the very beginning. What is it? You know what? It's what we create when we come together. We as souls, as human souls, have amazing power. We make ourselves stronger when we're around other people. We make other people stronger when we work with them, when we are with them. Even if we're not directly involved in what they're doing, they pick up on our energy. Okay, so you know what? Yeah, I do kind of charge a lot of money. That's why I decided to have a radio show that people can listen to. Call in, ask me questions that they would otherwise, if they hired me. You know what? They would ask me these things just out of curiosity because they're about people that are in their life, that are the key to success. Okay, so when we're talking about the synergy, what do we create? There's some things that I like to tell people just as principles about human energy and power. First of all, there's no neutral energy. It is either positive or negative. Some people say, well, you know what? I don't care. I'm indifferent. That's not positive or negative. Wrong. That's the first most important thing that we need to understand about each other and ourselves. I don't care is actually very negative because we need to have each other. And when we don't care, we actually withdraw from each other and we deny people access to who we are. Well, okay, so then we have power that comes with responsibility. Oh my God, we've forgotten what responsibility even is anymore simply because we pass the buck and we avoid accountability. Now, that's the most important part. Responsibility just means we have to pay attention to what we are obligated to do with, to, and for other people. That makes them more successful and more powerful in their life. So who are we really accountable to? Some people would say a divine force of some kind. Some people would say nature. Some people would just say to each other. We do have to pay the price when we've made mistakes, when we have done things we know we shouldn't have done, not even accidentally by mistake. There are going to be consequences. The price that we have to pay for the choices that we've made, the decisions that have been the basis for our actions. Okay, so today I'm actually going to be talking about a lot of different things. If anybody out there listening has a question that's not even on topic, please keep in mind that the point of this show is to get free advice. So the number to call in is 888-627-6008. And I'll be letting you know that again several times, several more times throughout the show today. But really what I want to focus on today, we need to be needed. We need each other, yes, but we need other people to need us. What? Okay, so if other people need us, well, we don't want to do that. That's too much work. What does it really mean? It means that we are important to them and to the world and to the life that we have. Yeah, we do need that very much because we know that when we're successful, other people are successful, things happen. And we know that, yeah, we can do good things, we can do bad things, but creating happiness is fulfillment, as humans were not like animals. Okay, so you know what? I've been noticing in the different websites that I go to, some are professional, some are, well, really, they're just social disguised as professional. But one thing that really struck me, it kind of caught me off guard was, you know what? It's not my fault. There was actually a professional woman on a website talking about a very important theme. But one of the things that I saw her say on one of her posts was, it's not my fault. So I don't even have to worry about it. Okay, but it's not my fault is not the same thing as it's not my problem. Okay, now let's be honest with each other. How many things that are going on around us, negative things that are going on around us, are directly our fault? You know what? That's just a cop-out. When you say something isn't my fault, that's your way of trying to get a get-out-of-jail-free card to avoid having to deal with the circumstances. They're not going away. If you know that there are things that you need to do to make the situation better, when you say it's not my fault, then you're basically saying that the people are not important to you, that the situation, the circumstances that will eventually affect people don't matter to you. Well, again, as humans, that's not natural. It's not normal and it's not healthy. We do have to care about the people who are involved with us, maybe not directly, but even from a distance, because the things that we do will have an action, an equal and opposite reaction. That's basic physics. And eventually it will reach in consequence, another person or another situation that another person will be in. Come on, people, that's just basic logistics. Everybody here, if you're listening to the show, you're intelligent enough to want to know things, and you have a mind that you really do want to seek out the truth. Well, let's be honest with ourselves. One of the things my father told me when I was a very young girl scared the life out of me. He said, you know what? Lying is a really horrible thing. When you lie to strangers, you end up missing out on amazing potential opportunities to have and do and be great things. When you lie to friends and family, you isolate yourself. You're actually pushing them away. And in the end, you're going to die alone. But you know what's even scarier? When you lie to yourself, you end up starting to believe your own lies. You have lost the reality, the actual content, the substance that is what's important in your life and in the world. You're going to die alone? No. It's all over for you. You may as well just pack it up right now. Whoa, I was a very young girl when he told me that. I was trying to get away with a lie. And not only did he catch me in the lie, but he gave me a very heavy dose of reality because he didn't want that happening to me. And he knew that he could be, you know, honest, just direct and frank, honest with me, because it would leave me the choice, what I wanted to do with my life. That's a big choice. But of course, we all have that. Again, free will. You know what? It sucks because we're going to have to do things that we don't want to do in life. And we will have to deal with the consequences of the choices that we make. You know what? And it's funny because I was actually talking to a client earlier this morning, and she was literally coming to me for advice on how to talk to her adult daughter. I'd say they only agree on about 20% of life. They really and truly don't see things the same way. But more importantly, they don't know how to express the things that they believe and that they see differently in a language that the other one understands. Okay, so when and where and how did that happen? Well, oh, come on. At some point, as young adults, we have to let our kids go. There's only so much that we can control about them. There's only so much that we can do with them. And yeah, there's going to be a point where we have to just trust, or no, you know what? Forget it. Hope for the best and prepare for the worst. I actually saw that on a radio. No, a movie. It was a movie. And the mother was talking to the doctor when he said, I just tell my my patients hope for the best and prepare for the worst, her response was, "And they let you get away with that." You have to accept that there are certain things in life that you do have control over and other things that you don't. Other people, not only what they do, but how they feel, what they think. You can't control that either. The best thing you can do is come to terms with certain things that aren't necessarily going to change. But doing that is the stepping stone to coming to an understanding, a mutual understanding that will be the foundation for the respect that will be the content of everything in your relationship. It will be the substance, that the material that you do things with that person, that you create with that person, will consist of. Okay, so when we're talking about making a contribution to a solution to any situation, we know that we have the opportunity, but we also need the information, the details of how to effectively do that. The first thing we need, again, is that willing spirit. One of the things that, my kids are all adults now. When they were younger, it was tough for me to let them go and say, okay, I'm going to take a step back. I literally see you walking straight into a disaster. I've explained to you the principles of why that's not a good thing to do. I've prepared you for the things that will probably happen as a result. And I've told you my personal opinion, but now I'm going to have to just take a step back and let go and see what happens to you when, you know, the stuff hits the fan and you're going to have to deal with those things all on your own, because you literally said to me, I don't want you involved in this part of my life. Ask yourself now, if you're a parent, let's just say for the parents out there, do you want to protect your child from everything bad that could potentially happen? Yeah, you know what? Most people want that. Most people really don't want to see anybody that they love suffer, most of all their children, because they're vulnerable and they're weak and they're naive and they're ignorant. But when you say, as the adult figure in their life, I am going to have to just let this happen and let you deal with the consequences, but I'm here if you need advice or support or resources, that doesn't mean I'm going to erase the consequences, and it doesn't mean I'm going to do the work for you. Anytime you want to talk about it, I'm here, ready, willing, able, and available. And then see what happens. Well, that's tough. That's horrible. It makes you crazy. Well, you know what? If you do it and you actually make peace with it, the relationship improves exponentially, because over time, when they have experiences, when humans have experiences, they have two choices. They can either make a situation better or worse. And when you, as an authority figure, have the strength and the character to say, yeah, I really do have that confidence that things will turn out okay, that positive energy gives them the fortification to say, okay, you know what? This really is not about the other person. This is not about my parents. This is not about my friends. This is not about my lover. This is about me and whatever situation is in front of me that I'm dealing with. I have to be accountable and responsible for the choices that I make. And that, again, goes back to informed, educated. When people really do want to know things, that's an important key part of improvement, growth, and development. That's going to make the world a better place, because the quality of your soul has then improved. And I just was very recently with my kids. There were a couple times when our schedules actually worked out to where we were free to get together at the same time. Now, my kids are 24, 26, and 28 years old. Honey, we are busy people, okay? And our schedules are so inconsistent and non-collaborating, right, with the kind of work that we all do. When we have the opportunity to be together, we take advantage of that. So I thought, you know, in the situation, I'm not really wanting to go where they want to go to eat, but hey, it's an opportunity to be together and to catch up on what's going on. And to laugh and love and joke with each other and just say, wow, I really needed this shot in the arm. I was really surprised to see how generous my kids were, not only with themselves, enjoying a situation and opportunity, but with each other. My kids with each other. I don't know. They've had some sibling rivalry before and it was tough, but they were even generous with us. They offered to pay for the meal, for my husband and my meal. We had no idea how willing they were to do the best for each other and for us, because the experience is something that you can't buy. You have to actually do it. And so now as young adults, we're seeing the fruitage of our labor, and it's very exciting and fulfilling, and at the same time, very humbling, because I do learn things from my children. Think about this. When was the last time you actually thought to yourself, the person that I'm with, who might be annoying me just to no end, is someone in my life who can teach me how to be a better person? Yes, I have to look for an opportunity to learn something from this person because they're horrible in every single way. Well, maybe not so much. If you actually look with a focused intent of becoming a better person, you're giving that soul an opportunity to make the quality of your life better. They are motivated to do and be better things. Because yeah, you know what? Sincerely, truly, organically, we want to help each other. We want to be good people. Okay, I've covered a lot of different things. Again, if you want to call in and ask for advice, the number is 888-627-6008. Okay, so now this is another thing too that has come up online in these different venues, in these different settings. Simple. You know what? People want to keep it simple, simply because, you know what? It seems easier that way. When you don't have to think about a lot of different things, it's easier to manage different situations. But honey, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, simple is not easy. Okay. A simple life is tough. Actually, the more simple things are, the more you have to do, not just quantity of things, quality. If you have a simple concept or premise that you are basing the decisions that you make, your choices in life on, you have to then really focus on the quality of everything that you do. When we know as people that the quality of what we say and do and are is based on our genuine concern for others, for their well-being, our willingness to make sacrifices for those people and make adaptations in situations. We are very resistant to change. We are creatures of habit. But if we make a change and we can say, okay, I'm going to simplify my life. I'm getting rid of the superfluous and unnecessary things that just take up a lot of my time and my attention. Okay, well, then we have to be honest with ourselves when we take an inventory. That comes back to that very important principle, that vitally important principle of being honest with yourself. Unfortunately, we are constantly being bombarded with a bunch of garbage from the media. What kind of media do we have now? Everything around us. We have television, we have radio, we have phones, we have computers, we have all kinds of digital equipment that we're basically using as televisions and computers. How much of what we are surrounded by, that we are bombarded with all day, every day, first of all, makes us better people? Well, okay. Here's something that as an INTP, I'm going to get into personality a little bit later in the show. But as an INTP, one of the things that bothers me is lies. When people lie, you know what? Even as bad as not all of the information in court, if you do not give all of the accurate information, that's actually the same thing as lying, because people will either get a completely wrong idea or they will get confused. That's even worse. A lot of my clients, when they come to me, they just basically say, whatever, with a situation or with a person, with a goal, with a challenge, They're just confused. They're not stupid. They have a great ability in their mind to figure things out, maybe look at a different perspective. And yeah, wow, okay, I'm learning something because now I can see it in a different way. I understand the whole picture, the big picture, as well as the individual facets that comprise it. Okay, well, now let's just go ahead and say we've got the information. We're starting to understand it. Yeah, I'm willing to do the work to make the changes. I need to keep it simple. That means that let's put it in a quantity context. If you have on, let's say, ounces, you have 16 ounces, would you rather it be of fertilizer or platinum? You know what? When people have the good, high quality stuff in their life, they don't need a lot of it materially, image wise, fame, fortune, because those aren't the things that really bring you fulfillment and satisfaction and gratification. Just being able to sit in a restaurant for an hour and a half to 2 hours, knowing that the people that you're with appreciate you and respect you and trust you. You can't buy those kinds of things. Okay, so that's a simple concept, but it is a discipline in life that requires mastery of certain behaviors and habits, but also in Spanish, it's called autodominio. That means self-mastery. When you have to do something, that's time management. Yeah, that's money management. It's communication. How much of communication is the expression and how much of it is interpretation? I promise you, I could say the exact same sentence to five different people. They're going to hear five totally different messages, again, based on their personality. If you know that there are certain things that you appreciate and you understand someone else doesn't, you're more willing to take the extra time to help them get that understanding and to appreciate what that information, what that concept, what that principle is going to do for them in increasing, improving the quality of their life. Okay, so again, if you have any questions about what I've been talking about, the number is 888-627-6008. Okay, so now when we're talking about doing the work, unfortunately, all of the things that we have created, right, that we have invented, it's really about not doing the work. We've almost confused ourselves when it comes to the value of labor. Actually doing the work, whether it's menial, whether it's tedious, whether it's just annoying or boring. When we think about the machines that we have, they can do all the work for us. We, you know what? Okay, I'm going to pay a good chunk of money so that this particular device can do all the work for me. I'm saving myself. Okay, but the time and energy that you're saving, what are you doing with that instead? Are you really aware of what that time and energy is going towards now instead of the activity that you bought a device for? You know what? You might just actually want to sit one day, take a look at an average day in your life and take an inventory. How much of the things that you don't do because someone or something else does it for you, how much does that improve the quality of your life when it comes to the distribution of your time or money? Do you really believe that the things that you're saving are being turned into something high quality? Okay, so let's go back to something that I like to talk about when it comes to the quality of your energy. Get in a good mood. I love this line from a movie from the 80s. It was Say Anything with John Cusack and his sister. They actually are brother and sister in real life, but in the kitchen, he was sitting making something. I don't even remember, but his nephew was there and his sister was in a really bad mood. She was upset about something. And he went, he just made this sound. And his sister said, "What? What's wrong with you?" And he said, "Get in a good mood. How hard is it just to decide to be in a good mood and then be in a good mood?" And she got this like sneer on her face and she said, "Gee, it's easy." Like, that is the most stupid question anybody could ask someone who is in a bad mood. But yeah, it's really important to be able to be in a good mood. What I call it, the magic juice, is laughter. Being able to get out of whatever situation, whatever mindset, whatever emotional condition you are in, to say, you know what? I'm going to give myself a shot in the arm of positive energy, laughter. Laughter is the secret ingredient. Because you know what? First of all, I love that laughter is contagious. But second, it is so good for us biologically. It actually releases four hormones: dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Wow, that's some good chemicals. That's some good juice we got pumping through our veins. But the key is it has to be real laughter. I have things in what I call my back pocket that I can watch or look at or remind myself or listen to that makes me laugh. I can literally take myself out of a situation temporarily so that when the things are going on around me and I'm turning toxic, I can say, you know what? I need to take a timeout. Trust me, I'm going to be exponentially better when I come back. Well, yeah, you have to be able to completely and totally relax. Yeah. Okay. So that's easier said than done. But again, prepare yourself beforehand, having everything that you need ready for if/when the situation presents itself. You will not have to do the work to generate it, to come up with it, conceptualize it. You will have taken excellent care of yourself beforehand. And I use this example a lot. Putting the mask on yourself before you put it on someone else is vital to you doing not only a high quantity of things for other people, but a very good quality of them. If you say to people, and this is really great, if you say to people, look, I am really, really bad right now. Give me some space. Give me some time to get really, really good. So when I come back, the synergy that we create is going to be better. People would be absolutely willing to give you that. In fact, most people, this is really great, their reaction would be, how can I help you with that? What can I do? What can I be? What can I give you while this process is taking place? If anything at all, you just tell me what it is. I will do it for you as a personal gift. Because again, we have a very big heart as creatures, as humans. We have an ability to give generously, and there is more joy in giving than in receiving. That is a very true principle. So if you know something funny and you actually go even up to a stranger, I like to do this too. When I am like in a grocery store or in a restaurant and I can see that someone or something is having a hard time getting their job done, I can literally invite myself into a conversation or just start up a conversation with a really great joke and laugh. When I genuinely laugh, heartfelt, real, sincere laughter, they look, and even if they don't laugh, they smile and they chuckle and they say, hey, you know what? Thanks. I really needed that. And you say to them, no problem, have a wonderful day. And you genuinely meant it. The point, the hard part is how you get that inside of yourself and genuinely mean it. You have to take care of yourself, good quality care of yourself, to where you have access to that. It's not always easy. Again, it's very simple conceptually. If you have any questions or comments, the number is 888-627-6008. Okay. Now, this is important to remember. We are not going to give anyone something that we don't have. Okay. So this is what I'm talking about, the laughter, the thoughts and the feelings inside of you. People are going to need your good energy. You have to then, on a daily basis, just as a general modus operandi, have good quality thoughts and feelings inside of you that you can have random access to at any time, and that you will also be able to afford people access to as well. Okay, so something happened last week. My daughter was having a very hard time with her job, with her employer, especially one of her coworkers. And she just said, I'm walking out. I am walking out. She texted me and I responded. We can't really text a conversation while she's on the clock. But I said, okay, so you know what? I'm going to go ahead and meet you at the fast food restaurant across the street from the fast food restaurant that you work at. And we're going to talk. Okay, so when you have a conversation, there's talking and then there's listening. Sometimes people actually want you to talk and express your own thoughts and feelings to give them encouragement and support. Sometimes they just want to unload, right? I call it verbal vomit. They just want to get everything out to relax and to let it go. Well, you know what? I said to her, honey, you got a lot to vomit. And she said, I know. Okay. So, and she literally was talking the entire time that we had a meal. By the time that we were done, I was getting ready to say, okay, so do you want any feedback for me? Because if you don't, I'm fine with that too. And she said, wow, you know what? I really was ready to walk out without even giving a 2-week notice. But I'm starting to see things from a different perspective because I'm hearing my own thoughts. Do you know when your thoughts are trapped inside of your head, you don't even know what you think about your feelings, and you don't know how you feel about your thoughts. Sometimes just taking them out of yourself and looking at them from a distance, from a different angle or perspective, that's the key. That's the secret to success. And I said, that's exactly right. And when you have someone around that you trust will not judge you or make the situation worse, right? Augment any problems that you have, then you are more likely to get that stuff out and see what it's about. How many people, first of all, ask yourself this, how many people in your life afford you that kind of help and support? How many people now do you offer that to? Do you provide that to? Just take a few minutes and do a little inventory. How many people do you interact with consistently, right? Every day, or maybe just even a few times a week, but consistently, that would either need that from you or would provide it to you. Well, you know what? You might want to think about improving, expanding, modifying your social life, your personal resources, and the people that you are willing to help and encourage and support. You might be pleasantly surprised at how much you would be appreciated, again, if it was high quality. I really do like the fact that when my daughter said to me, you know what, I was about to quit, I literally didn't, because you were available to me. Look, ready, willing, and able is very important. If you're not able to do something, it's not going to get done. But even more important than able is available. We simply do not have the time or the energy or the resources to give people what we are able to give them, what we are able to provide, what we are able to do, because we're not available. Just a real quick once over on your personal inventory. How much do you spend time and energy and focus? Do you spend on your electronic devices that could be spent in person with people? You know what? Well, we're texting, we're talking. No, we're not. When we text, we have a huge part of the human element gone. It is literally not there. And again, the number here, if you want to call in and ask a question, is 888-627-6008. Okay, so now if we're not physically there, well, what's the difference? Because we have the words. Well, words are about 10% of a conversation. We have that physical energy with each other. We have a tone of voice. We have our eye contact. We have our body language. Well, what the tone of voice? Well, we have sense stress, modulation, intonation, inflection, volume and pausing. All of those things can make all of the difference in the world, because the way you say something, the exact same words, can have completely different meanings based entirely on the way your voice moves while you're talking. How much time do you spend on an electronic device instead of even on the phone? Obviously, it's better face to face, because then you can read their eyes. You can see the way they move. But even if you don't have that, you literally physically can't be with someone hearing what they say as they say it. That's very important. And using questions for clarification to say, okay, you know what? It sounded like you meant this, but when you said that, what did you really mean? Let's stop and take the time, make the time to be with each other, to be 100% sure that everything that we have just communicated was accurate and important and helpful. Okay, so thinking about that, don't want to overload you here, but one of the things that I really like to tell people is the personality of the individual that you are with is a huge part of the relationship you're going to have. So I don't want to give too much information because we don't about have half the show left. But when we're understanding the dynamics of a personality, then we can say, you know what? Someone else of a different nature who said or did the exact same thing that you just did needs something very different from me because those words or those actions mean different things to different people. And it's important to be able to say, again, I'm not sure about that. Let me ask you a few questions to clarify and make sure that we understand each other. Because you know, in court, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you need to make 100% sure that you're 100% accurate. Unnecessary misunderstandings should not happen. Okay, so now, let's see. People were asking me on a website, let me see what it said, about, okay, there was actually a question about what makes you your letters? Okay, there are four letters to your personality. If you want to check out one of my other shows, they're all archived. I actually spend the entire hour talking about the different letters of your personality. But the question they were asking is, what is it that makes you your letters? The implication there was that your life experience molds your behavior. The first thing I had to say was, you are actually born with a personality. You are born with a tendency towards one or the other behavior on each dichotomy. All that nurture does, all of your experiences do, is make it more or less, or in an attractive or an unattractive way. It's not going to change your nature. Nurture, experience does not change your personality. So if we're talking about the world needing certain kinds of activities, certain amounts of activities, nature, or if you want to call it God, does know which people need to be born with which personalities because the world needs certain amounts of each activity to be done. You need to do what you are built for. Okay, so now the abundance of opinions about this particular topic is actually beginning to confuse people, unfortunately. Again, we got the internet to thank for that. The way that nature distributes these things is perfect, and the things in the world, think of it as body parts. Now we're talking about a heart or a brain or a muscle or a bone. In the body of humankind, you know what? We need more muscles than brains. We need more bones than hearts. It's okay if you have a personality that is a very rare type. There are 16 different personalities. But it's important to remember, again, a lot of things in the world need to get done. And when people are doing the things that they were genuinely born to do with their personality, that's helping the world run smoothly. Now, yes, anybody can do anything. Everybody can learn how to do everything. That's not what it's about. It's about doing what is the most natural for you, what you naturally do best, most easily, what you get the most pleasure from. Because if you just let nature work its magic, take its course, and you cooperate with the things and the people in your life who are asking you to do and be different things at that time, you will have success and satisfaction because there are things that you will never have to think about in order to do. And you will never have to really learn with any kind of professional or expert guidance because you genuinely do have a gift. Think about your personality as a box of gifts, things that you do very well, things that bring you pleasure to do well, and things that do not take too much focus or energy or strength for you to do, so you can do them for an extended period of time. Now, please, please, please remember that with the internet giving pretty much opinion as much as fact, you really have to work twice as hard to make sure that the information that you have access to is genuinely accurate information and not just a social opinion about, I think it could potentially be this hypothesis, you know, the theorizing, conceptualizing, debating about different things. It is really important to make sure that the information that you have is going to be helpful and beneficial, not only to you, but again, to the people that you're with and to the people whose decisions that you make are going to affect the decisions of your own, are going to affect them, the decisions that you make with them or for them or to them. Yeah, those are things that not just now, but long term, could potentially be very harmful or very helpful to them. Think again about your power, the synergy that comes with a responsibility and an accountability. Do you really understand and appreciate the beneficial value of being accountable to each other when we are with each other? Okay, so now, what's a good profile? That actually, someone just said, what's a good profile for a mate? Well, obviously it depends on you, because different people go well together differently in different ways and for different reasons. One of the things that I like to tell people, just as kind of a general rule, is it's important to have two similar letters, but two different letters, for a reason basically of everything in life is going to need to get done. You need to be able to relate to each other and understand each other by having those certain things in common, but things still need to get done in life. Having those differences means that that person that you're with is going to be good at the things that you're not good at. That is a vitally important blessing, because there also has to be an understanding and an appreciation for those differences when you have mundane daily activities that you don't even get to be with the person that you love because it is so time consuming. You can still be around them, with them, support them, even if it's from a distance, because you will be aware of each other and you'll be able to communicate with each other, even if it's not directly, throughout that, before, a little bit during, and even after, when you come together and say, okay, this is what happened. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out what was good, what was bad, what we learned, what we can do differently. And yeah, how much we appreciate each other. Someone actually asked, how many times should I tell someone I love them? How often should I thank someone for something? You know what? As much as you genuinely want to. And the only way you'll know what you want to do is if you listen to yourself. The only way you can listen to yourself is if you let yourself talk. Be natural, be comfortable with yourself enough to be able to say, this is what I'm going to be doing because this is what really is organic for me. Then your body will say, okay, so if we're going to get to the real deal, the nitty gritty of what this is about, this is your soul. It's your mind, your heart, your body, your strength, your spirit, all of those things working together. All right, well, if you really want to know, I got some stuff to tell you. Then it's about learning how to listen and respond. And you know what? Again, what it comes down to, and this is a really great thing, people want to help you. They really do. They are willing to encourage you and support you, especially if they see your success and your happiness. It's contagious. It's motivational. It's infectious. It's encouraging and supportive. Do you know how much you have the ability and the opportunity to make people's lives better by being successful in what really matters to you? I literally had a client who came to me in his mid-60s and said, okay, so I think I've been doing the wrong thing for the last 40 years. You want to teach me about myself and what would make the next, 20, 30 years good Because the last 40 weren't good. Well, you know what? That's great because his understanding of what matters in life, yeah, it took him some years of experience to make some mistakes and to learn from those mistakes. But now his willingness actually was the foundation for the quality of everything that he was going to learn from me. It wasn't just about the logistics of this works, this doesn't. You do this, how many hours a day? You don't do this. You do it in this way for this reason at the No, it was about what really is true for you, not in some weird, abstract, philosophical way, but for your personality, for your true nature. Yeah, there are things that you're going to love to do. There are going to be things that you just hate to do. Understand what they are, identify what they are, and be prepared before you do them, how to take care of yourself while you're doing those things. And then when other people see you in that process, they'll say, wow, that was amazing. You actually were able to climb Mount Everest, figuratively speaking, while you were doing something that I could do that in my sleep. It really was climbing a mountain barefoot in the snow, uphill both ways. Okay. Yeah, you were prepared to go through the struggle and the suffering that that activity brings you. It would never be that hard for me. Teach me about what you know and show me how to work through a situation when I have that problem too. When people come to us, even if not necessarily for profound wisdom, but just practical advice, and we say, yeah, you know what? This is what worked for me, and this is why it worked. I'm starting to understand you a little bit. Maybe something else would work. What do you think? Having that kind of conversation is invaluable to people because they can feel not only the respect and admiration and appreciation that other people express for them, but they have a light at the end of the tunnel, a focus that's a goal that they know specifically what it is, and they have a hopefully optimistic approach to anything that can come up in the way. Potentially, right? Stumbling blocks, they'll turn them into stepping stones. And they'd be more likely to reach out to someone who has said from the beginning, I appreciate you and I have faith in you. I trust that what you are going to be doing is not only going to work out, but you're going to make the world better. Your life is going to be better, and that's going to make my life better. Who has said that to you lately? Who has told you that in your life, literally? Your life and who you are makes the quality of my life better. Yeah, we really do. We love each other very much. We just don't say it as often as we want to. Think about how many times in a day you feel that for the people in your life, but you would never say it. Well, you know, maybe I'll send a little text with a little smiley face. Well, that's nice and that's cute. But when we actually say to the people in our life, who you are makes my life better. You are changing the world. Give them the opportunity to be who they are. Change the world because then you are a better quality energy. The synergy that you create is so powerful and it's so much more helpful. What is a good type for you? What is a good partner for you? It all depends on what you're doing. And now we're going to talk just for a few minutes about love. We don't talk about love in a wonderful way anymore. Unfortunately, the love of the greater number is cooling off, but there are different kinds. Unfortunately, again, I don't like English. There are three different kinds of love that we can feel. There's agape, philia, and eros. Well, you know what? Sometimes you can mix them up. Sometimes they complement each other, but they're different things. Love, agape, is a principled behavior, being unselfishly concerned for others and generous in your unselfish concern. It's willingness to help people, giving them what they need when they need it, because it's the right thing to do and you care about their health and happiness. There's philia, which is emotional affection that makes us start to need the other person as much as they need us. When we express our emotional affection for other people, that gives us strength and energy. But it also relaxes us. Those are the hormones that I was talking about, the dopamine and oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Those are powerful hormones, but they're about our feelings. When we have love in a philia, affection for people, our body gets those power forces. And then we have eros, which is a sexual attraction. When we are with each other, when we have a partner, when we have a companion, a mate, our sexuality is a beautiful part of our humanity, and we connect and we bond with each other. That's a lot of responsibility. Yes, we can sleep around. Yes, we can have casual sex, but really, truly meaningful connection is so important in our life because it's what holds us together. As friends, as families, we do have a village, we have a society, we have a culture, whatever we call it, however our lifestyle presents it to us, we do need units, individual units that come together as a group. And when we have the security that comes from commitment, we are disciplined, we're willing to do the work. That's the agape. When we have the affection and the warm feelings and fun, that's the philia. The eros is just icing on the cake, but yeah, it is love, and it's a huge responsibility. Think about how many people in your life actually want to have these things just like you, with you, and for you, and around you. How hard is it for you to express those things? How hard is it for you to be around people when they express them to you? That is a huge responsibility. Some people, more than others, don't want to ask for help and they don't want to admit their imperfections or their needs. Conquer evil with good. Anything that's going on inside of someone that's stopping them from being successful, that's a potential evil that will deny them the success and happiness and fulfillment. Your power of good. You just have to hold the line while you're fighting against maybe a negative thought or an inclination or a personal issue, a struggle through a challenge or a feeling during that experience. When you know that something is right and you're doing it in a positive way, that includes your thoughts and feelings behind your actions. You know that you can make something better or worse. There is no neutral. You have a lot of power that comes with responsibility. That's the ability to respond. And then you have the accountability of your actions. What's a good person? You know what? They're unselfish. They're patient. They work hard. They're kind. They're flexible. They have endurance. If you have those qualities along with your good intentions, your moral standards for behavior, people will trust you and they will respect you and appreciate you. They'll come to you. They'll reach out to you. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Remember your power, the synergy that you create with people. If you have any questions, you can reach me in two different ways. One is synergyrelationshipcoaching@gmail.com. That's for my practice as a relationship coach. Or thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. You can go ahead and reach out to me, pose any questions that you have that you would like me to answer. Call into the station again. The number is 888-627-6008. And it's really important to remember too that as we listen to new things, as we try to become better people, people need us. They don't necessarily want to ask for it. Be aware of yourself and the people around you. Just one last thought today. How well do you know yourself? How honest are you with yourself? You will never give anybody something better than what you have. The only way you have it is if you give it to yourself. Learn your personality. Learn what you need. Know how to provide that to yourself so that anytime someone needs you, what you have is a very real quality, substantive gift to offer them. And remember that at BBS Radio, the power of synergy is just every other week, Wednesday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. So if you're listening next week, you might not hear me. But again, I always check these messages and I'll always respond to the people who really want to be better people using their power in the power of synergy.